So y'all know what a horny little freak I am, right? I shot up her club. We're expecting. I knocked her up. Ha ha! Up top!
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
This was a beautiful thing, and you're just
that was the way he said it.
No, he's freaky. Y'all
know what a horny little freak I am.
Y'all, Sheetra hasn't walked without bow legs since they've got married.
He rabbit fucks her.
Oh,
there is no doubt in my mind that the hunching, it's worse than Ben from Below Deck. Like, the hunching is just, it's worse than Muffin when I get home for the first time.
Muffin's his mother's dog for you new listeners.
When I get home, my mother's dog humps me for dominance. To show
you
that
you do the same thing.
True. Strangely, I do not like being submissive to Muffin.
That's why I didn't invite you to the Madonna concert I'm going to. You would just hump everything. Just hump everything. This is reality gaze, everybody. This is reality, guys.
I'm also so old and bougie that if I'm going to see someone I really love, I need to have really good seats. That's just the way
I am. I'm trying to, saying what you said to me, I'm trying to start the show with the introduction that you interrupted me, which I did to you last episode, which shows that we are both not good at this.
I don't know what you're saying.
But this is reality, guys. I'm Matt Maher, a.k.a. Maddie, and that quote says they're bougie but really trashy queen is Jake Anthony, aka Poodle.
Hello.
Although I will say, a sissy just posted a meme. It's the show My Strange Obsession, and it said something like My Strange Addiction, and the one that said something like, Angela has spent over $500,000 on psychics. That's enough to buy 416 poodles. Which is a
apparently,
weird comparison.
I'm a unit of currency.
But I'm going to tell you this now. $500,000 ain't enough to buy this poodle.
That is the truth.
That is the truth.
Champagne taste, water budget.
Yeah, he would buy you for $10. But to buy him...
Yeah, I don't want to pay for a lot of things, but I'm very expensive. It is the enigma, the contradiction that is me.
The cost is expensive. The experience is not.
Priceless.
Whoa.
Priceless. And I don't take American Express. I'm everywhere you want to be.
Yeah. He's a Diners Club bitch in the inside and a Amex Platinum on the outside.
It is raining now. God damn it.
Yeah, we're going to have thunderstorms.
Every single time I've had to drive to rehearsal this week, it's been in the fucking rain.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to get out when I drive to meet someone for a dinner that's a mile away.
Just have them come to your house and order takeout food.
I don't want them in my house.
Well.
All right, everybody. Now, look, we're going to remind you of a couple things. Our interview with Damona Hoffman from Dates and Mates talking about Love is Blind. And Love is Blind, need we remind you about Love is Blind?
What?
So it kind of, it didn't piss me off, but I got sad because we had a sissy in the Patreon who said, and I know I should just be happy. In the Patreon comments, it said, I don't watch this show. I love listening to you guys. And I kind of went,
I'm fine with that.
I'm like, but the show is so good this season.
I know,
it's
but
so
I'll,
good.
I'll take her money.
Okay.
She's been listening to us. Who gives a shit?
Speaking of taking your money, y'all, go to look at the... Well, Poodle's not taking it, but some theater that I hopefully isn't like a used...
Drug front.
Used Jack in the Box that now has been converted into a, quote, theater, is running an Indiegogo campaign for Poodle's show, Seagull Songs, a story about love and hope.
Neither of the two are in this show.
Well, I think there's about love.
There is about love. This last song has a lot of love in it, but you got to wait like 2.5 hours.
Great.
I'm going to edge you for 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Not, that's on brand. Where, you can, if you donate, you can buy a ticket and go to the show, or but why not when you can do an Indiegogo?
You can buy one of our perks and you get to meet me, or you can meet both of us.
Yes, only on March 23rd. And again, I'm going to ask to see your ticket.
Yeah, I think you can meet me. You can meet me on Saturday night, March 9th. You can meet me on the 16th. And you can meet both of us on the 23rd.
There you go. Anyway, so at the Broadwater Theater...
The Broadwater Theater. I'm actually surprised a lot of people wanted to meet me, just me, because I'll be so in my head of going, and did you like this? Did you like this? I'm not sure if this worked. Blah, 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 blah. I probably am not going to be that. I'll probably just be kind of shell-shocked.
If you want to have a good conversation with Poodle, here's the key. Double vodka soda with a lime.
Oops.
Get him a drink. Get him
a
drink.
There's a bar on the premises.
Great. Give him a drink and he'll relax a little bit.
There's the bar,
Tito's.
Literally right next to us. Double Tito's and lime.
He doesn't want that cheap vodka. He'll drink it, but he'll still be a little sour.
It's vodka.
It's true.
I'm going to be a sour regardless.
I'm excited to see people.
Kettle One I might not be sour with. But I'm sorry. Anyway, I just can't afford it.
It's expensive. No, you can afford it. You're just cheap. Again, Diners Club experience.
I can't afford it.
No,
I was raised by a mother who was raised in a Depression era mindset.
She really was. No, we're excited to meet Sissies. I told someone they wanted to come with me to show, and I said, you can come with me, but you might want to, I can Uber home because we have people that we have to meet. And she said, who the fuck is this? I said, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me either why people want to meet us, but it's very sweet and I'm excited.
I can comp someone else if they want to come with you.
No. People need to buy tickets. Again, don't give away your art. You're just giving it away. People can buy tickets. You worked very hard on this.
I was trying to comp people.
You told me. I sent you a text. I said, when's your show? And you said, here's the ticket link. I expect you to buy 3. So I didn't know anything about a comp.
You can afford it.
But the way you are about vodka, I'm that way about theater.
Yep.
Oh, God, and I almost spilled my water on my computer. That would be bad.
That would have been bad. Been bad. Y'all, anyway. Tour dates are out. Seattle was one of our TBA cities. The pre-sale is happening now. Maybe not by the time you're hearing this on Sunday or Monday.
The Platinum State, or Platinum City.
Is it the Platinum City?
I don't know. I just made it up.
The venue is the Triple Door, which is what they called me in college.
There you go, Triple Door. Let me look it up. Where do they make Platinum Lube?
And that is June 20th. In Seattle. So we want to see you there. Hopefully it will be raining then.
Hopefully it will be raining.
But see us on tour, y'all. Tour dates are going fast. I know some VIPs were already sold out. We are actually adding, if you did not snag VIPs at the New York or I think the San Francisco venue or one of the others, if VIPs were sold out, we are adding them at some of the some other selected cities.
We are.
So we can only add 75 in some cities, some venues. They cap it at that. So we'd rather not stay all night. We like to talk to people. We don't like it just to be one word.
Well, because we got to get up and travel. Also, the theaters, those people want to go home. Yeah. They don't give a shit. They're like, ugh.
Y'all, like,
I just want to go home and smoke pot and play fucking Fortnite.
If you watch me for the meet and greets after, I already told the staff, I'm like, so we need this and this and this. And they, as soon as the lights go on, they all scramble like cockroaches because they're like, oh, this gay bitch is going to expect me to work for her. So I have to literally grab somebody by the arm like, you're going to help me.
It's true.
I take over that theater. Anywhere we are, feels like home to me.
It's great.
You got to throw your weight around.
I don't mind. It's I just let you do it. It's great. Yeah. I'm talent. It's perfect.
I go in there and say, I run this bitch.
Speaking of our shows, we mentioned before, we're going to mention this one more time. We're going to have some buttons for our solo sissies that are going to, they're going to say solo sissies or something on them. Let's be honest, if it's way more expensive to get solo sissies printed, it's just going to be a picture of a banana. We have no idea. But there's going to be a button that you can use that you can pin on yourself.
If you're coming by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And you can meet other, because sissies, y'all, there's a sissy.
We're family.
Yes, a sissy's never been alone, never been alone. So
meet up a sissy. It's just a friend you haven't met yet.
Exactly. Now, if you don't want to talk to anyone, that's fine too. You don't have to grab
a
button.
Be a poodle. We should have poodle buttons.
Exactly.
And don't approach me.
And
like
if you don't want that,
like a dog.
Like a red, yeah.
It's like a service animal. Do not pet.
The button just says
that's
she
what
bites.
I need.
And
do not hug,
but you can hug Poodle with a meet and greet though.
You can hug me. I was shocked at the way I felt. I have been very free with my hugs, and I've been very I think it's in a controlled environment. I'm usually
now,
okay.
You're drunk by the end of the show.
That helps. I think it's that people are in a line to meet me, and it feels controlled, and I know there's someone right near me with a taser.
Oh, it's not like at Crappens where everybody was around. It's like, y'all, come up and talk to me anywhere. I don't care if I'm
no,
in the fucking doctor's office.
No, Crappens was a nightmare
office.
Because I was in small hallways meeting people, and I was like, nah, nah, nah.
Anyway, we will have the next episode. It's going to be on RG Plus on the poo-poo platter tier. So you're going to need, which is the lowest tier. So if you do Apple subscriptions,
$5 tier.
You want ad-free, you can get it in that. It's all included. Oh, wait. No, Seek and Sister Wife, I'm sorry, is an $8 tier show.
It is cringe tier.
It is cringe tier.
It is
cringe.
Motherfucking
cringe tier. So it is an $8 show. With that, if you do join for Seek and Sister Wife, you get all of our shows ad-free for your pleasure. Did it just thunder?
Thunder, lightning, bear the way you love frightening. Cause a knock, knock, knock on world.
Ah!
Wow.
All right. Let's
Are
do this.
Done? Are we done?
I think we're done. I think we're done. River? I think we're done.
All right. Let's put a diaper on this baby and send it back.
Sam and Sheetra are what, Poodle?
Pygmy.
They're pregnant. It's officially
She's and knocked up. She's with child. He's shot up her club,
and he's not going to jail. He's
in his diversion program.
He's got his diversion. They really renamed that. It sounds weird.
It's like it's a diversion.
You know what it reminds me of? Like of what they used to do to gay people.
Reparative therapy.
Yeah, it reminds me of like divergent therapy. Like it's like I don't like it. But he got his divergent, so now he has to go to counseling, have a full time job, and in a year he's fine. And of course, the winner of all winners, Rob, looks at him and says, "Sam, you got it, man." And I laughed.
I really wish they just put tape on his mouth for the rest, because he said the dumbest shit.
He did. He did.
I'm like, you're not going for Miss Congeniality the whole time. No one on this stage likes you.
He, mark my words, he is going to fight for a different edit on Hay.
Oh, of course he is.
He is.
I can see it now. But you know what? You can't, unless he gets a lot of therapy, you can't change who you are.
I hope Sophie just starts dating a woman and it makes him crazy.
I feel like they're going to break up.
Yes, they're gonna break up this season. They are 100% not going to. They might stay together for the season, y'all, but in 3 years, they're at least tops are going to be.
I don't give them 3 years. I give them tops 18 months.
Now, Sam does say that the Muslim faith has saved his life. He actually really actually enjoys people. He says it's a great thing for him. So that's great. Now, they bring up, y'all, nothing's wrong with them. They bring up, apparently, years ago, he, like, banged some woman whenever
when
he
first,
was...
When they were first starting to date.
Starting to date, and they were talking. They had never met yet.
They had not met yet. And
does that he really count?
In the poodle book, no. if I haven't seen you yet...
That doesn't even count in the Maddie book. And y'all know I'm way stricter in the Maddie. I'm like, I haven't seen you yet.
Poodle relationship rules are suggestions.
I just feel like if your dick hasn't been in my mouth, I don't know.
All's fair in love and distance.
Yeah. Yes. If your dick, not even in my butt, but if it hasn't been in my mouth, I can look around.
He was her Uber driver. And it wasn't a question that, like, this is like a thing. This has happened to people where they'll just be in a car with an Uber driver and there'll be some kind of exchange. And then someone just gives the Uber driver a hand job or the Uber driver fucks them.
I don't know.
I've never done this.
Do you remember us talking about this on a show? And
yes.
Sissies came at us.
And happened.
All with stories of fucking their Uber and Lyft drivers. Y'all, we're not suggesting that because they're having cases of sexual assault.
It doesn't seem safe.
So we're not suggesting that or trying to glorify it. But we will say Poodle got very upset that all these sissies had fucked their Uber drivers and he hadn't.
And I hadn't.
He got really upset.
I didn't feel chosen.
You talked about it for about a week. Your Enneagram 4 was showing.
Now, he did not fuck her that night, but I think he got her number. And this is weird because Citra didn't seem to be that concerned, or she was confused.
She's like,
she said they were almost intimate. And he's like, no, I told you. It happened.
Yeah, I hunched her up good.
But you know what? I bet he kind of circularly talked about it. Because, y'all, when you are an addict, you get really, really good at lying. It's practice because you have to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting.
Yes. I don't know.
But you know, she says everything is fine now. We built trust on it.
It's ironic that the person whose father believes in aliens and is a former drug addict, that they're the couple that don't have any problems.
And she's my favorite person on this season.
Except for Devin and Nick. They don't have problems either.
They don't have any problems.
They don't have any problems. I mean, he wants to get the fuck off this show so quickly.
We're going to talk about them in just a second. Jasmine Tagino, we take one more break. And Jasmine Tagino says, I want you to know how painful to me it was to watch that. And he's like, well, if I would have known it was going to hurt you so much for me to go to the bachelor party, I would have done it. And she goes, okay. And it's just like, all you had to do with Jasmine is say, your feelings come first, and I won't do it again.
Yeah.
It's interesting that she has an easy solution.
She just needs that validation.
And it's amazing he doesn't just he gets there quicker now, but he's so stubborn.
Well, Jasmine said, she's like, your children, she says to Citra, Kashitra says, we have trust now, and I'm really confident about what we have.
Right.
Because Nikki's like, I would never trust him again, you know. And I'm like, right. Let's not take relationship advice from Nikki, shall we? But Jasmine says, your children don't need perfect parents. They need happy ones. Woo. And I was like, that is very true, actually. I think it's very important for their parents to find their own self-fulfillment individually and together. Anyway, Sam said, I felt like the biggest shit ever. And she's like, it was a long time ago. So cut to, let's living on Tulsa time.
What song
living
is that?
Living on Tulsa time. That is, it's part of Maddie's Honky Tonkin' Mix, actually, that you can listen to on Spotify.
That's why, because I don't listen to that.
5.5 hours of country music.
mostly that, from the 90s or 80, or late 80s.
It'll get you exactly from Ardmore, Oklahoma to MD Anderson in Houston, Texas. Just
God
so y'all know.
God forbid if you have to go to MD Anderson.
God, well, it's a great place. It is by the one and only Don Williams. I don't know if you know Don Williams. That's very old country. My daddy loved him. I loved him too.
Okay.
Don Williams sang that song. We was like, I don't believe in do-do-do, but I believe in love. I believe in baby. He was very low. And I believe in you. You don't know that song?
I don't.
That was a popular song. I guess your parents never listened to country music.
They
did
not. Well, my mother, hated country
music. God, hate it. Why would they say that when I can look at that sexy Rod Stewart?
She was a 70s person and a Beatles person.
Yeah. That was more my mom, actually, too. My mom doesn't ever listen to country music.
No, my dad didn't really listen to anything.
Oh, y'all, if you want some good country music, though, listen to some Don Williams, Tulsa Time. Mm. All right.
Okay. Clayton and Annalie, they are in Tulsa with Mom, but Mom is not in their closet. She has come out of the closet and moved into a studio apartment.
She lives near them.
Yeah.
Manuel is very concerned about the guinea pigs. And
he's like,
needs,
why don't you put them in the closet and take your mother out?
And Clayton says, well, you know, there needs to be ventilation. And he goes, your mother doesn't need ventilation?
I got to say, when Manuel speaks up, it is usually things dealing with... He seems to be the most upset about Closet Mom.
He is the most upset about Closet Mom.
He's all of us. And it turns out their sex life, they say, is better than it was. And they say maybe 2 times a week.
That's great.
Good for them. And of course, they ask everybody else. And Sam Cedar's like, once a day. And Jasmine's like, I want it every day.
She said, but Gino won't give it to me. She literally says, it would make me happy for my man to fuck me every day.
That needs to be a meme. We need to
that. Oh, I was going to say that could be your lower back tattoo.
Yeah.
Every day.
Sex makes me happy.
So they talk about with Annalie, they're asking how hard was it for her to keep the truth from her family for so long?
This is, and I believe this, and I'm glad there wasn't a lot of pushback. But they some people tried to, but Jasmine kind of defended it, and she's
no,
like,
it was good even for me because I kind of balked at it a little bit. I was like, okay, this is context. I got
she
it.
She said
now.
I couldn't tell him because I would have never been able to come, and I said that because y'all, she knows her father. There is one way she's getting to America, and that is lying.
Lie,
because never allowed him to come.
That's true. And Jasmine and Manuel said sometimes Latin American parents can be scary.
Yeah.
And we find out that dad sent a letter saying, I hope my daughter reconsiders and comes back. She doesn't need anything there. Sounds like a great guy.
Well, I mean, he's just hurt, it sounds like.
Yeah.
It's a rough thing for a parent to say. That's
rough.
That's... But none of that matters because
do-do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do.
Y'all, the song's Brandy.
Shut up!
Well, it's a long time. You should have started at the chorus.
You're right. But we're listening to it now because it's good.
Oh, there's another verse? Wow, this is really long.
This is a great song. And shockingly, Brandy's in a bar.
Oh, can we just get to the chorus? Brandy.
Oh, a yacht rock classic.
Yacht rock classic.
Brandy. Oh, my mother would play that song.
By this group, Looking Glass.
Looking Glass. Y'all, Brandy comes out looking slightly hungover, let's be honest.
Yeah, you all were shocked in the Facebook group and realized that it was Brandy's daughter who did Annalie's makeup Brooklyn. For the wedding, Brooklyn. But you were all shocked that Brooklyn looks like a good 29. No judgment.
I bet you, y'all, Brandy's at least in her mid-40s.
Oh, I don't think so.
Really?
I think she's late 30s.
Oh. Yeah. That's a hard late 30s.
A hard late 30s, yeah.
Well, I guess when you're drinking at the Howling Wolf till whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's there. And she even had her boy Hennessy in the back of that bar.
She sure did.
When he was born, they just put him in the front of, in the top of a keg of beer.
Now, Brandy comes out.
That was his first cradle.
His first cradle. Brandy comes out, and Annalie gives her heart hands. She hearts her. So Annalie loves her.
And this was weird.
And I thought, well, now we see how Brandy treats people she loves.
This is where someone went on. This is someone who went on to shit, to stir shit up. And to be... And just to ruin things. And y'all, this is all about, I'm gonna throw some facts out that I think we already knew about Clayton being the favorite child. Mm. And Brandy has and as Clayton says, Brandy
Well, now that his brother's passed, we did find out he's an older, we talked about that. So
yes.
Now that he has, it's just he and Brandy.
And what did she say? She said, he said something about
riveting.
She's like, that's just like your life. And she's like, yours hasn't worked out that well. Like, oh, yeah. Mean. That's when Jasmine goes, do you hate each other?
Jasmine does say, do you hate each other? And I mean, it pretty much sums it all. I mean, we can talk about it. But when Sean says, I think there's some deeper issues here that aren't being some discussed.
And Brandy goes, mm-hmm.
I got to say, she doesn't do a lot anymore because the producers don't let her. I wish they would. However, this and the comment we had later, this is some of the, we've had some, a couple of good shade moments from Sean Robinson. On yeah. This tell-all.
So Brandy says, I had reservations from the beginning. I thought she wasn't real or she was a catfish. And then I thought it was a red flag that she hid the relationship from her dad and had no social media posts. And I thought she had a boyfriend in Peru. And Annalie responded by saying, we never heard this during the season. She said, I never wanted to come here. I wanted him to come to Peru, but he couldn't with his work. And I was the one who had to sacrifice to leave my country. And Brandy said, well, if someone was hiding me, I think, what else was you're hiding? And she's like, they're not even affectionate. And at one point, he's like, look at them. And like, he moved over closer to her.
And he breathed it. He's like, what do you want us to do? Be on top of each other?
That's not how Annalie is.
That is not how she is.
That's not how I am. So she said.
I'm like that dog, that water dog called Toto or Tutu, the one that... it's the dog. The dog has kind of mental problems, but literally they just have to be.
What?
They just, if this is their owner's head, they literally just have to be like this all the time.
What are you talking about? A dog with mental problems?
No, the guy even said, the guy even says the dog has some development or something or behavioral problems.
Like, what is this on
TikTok? And this guy, this dog is just. I shouldn't bring up TikTok because they still banned us.
They banned us.
I saw it on Instagram stories. Fuck you, TikTok. Fuck you. Yes, y'all, we're still banned and we don't know. If you work at TikTok, can someone reach out to me? Please help us and help Caitlin because Caitlin, we told Caitlin.
We're a bunch of Carl's wives.
We know you got married to this hot guy, but if there is a power lesbian at TikTok named Ruth, you're going to go down on her.
Mm-hmm. Go munch Ruth's box.
Wow.
Clayton said they're talking about Strippergate, and they're showing the clips. And I think Clayton's gotten past it now. He did say she did seem a little bit happier than I thought she would. And this is when Annalie said, "I thought she was joking. I thought it wouldn't happen because she was his sister. Who would get a stripper for me if she was the sister?"
I don't know if I fully believe that.
I kind of agree. I think she was joking, but I think she also wanted one.
She clearly wanted one. She was holding. They weren't taking. She was holding her own camera, taking pictures and everything. To me, it was more kind of telling when Clayton's like, "I think you did that on purpose to break us up." And Brandy just evil smiles.
She stirs the pot. She literally stirs the pot.
Yeah.
And then Clayton says, "My sister is bothered by my happy relationship." And then Brandy says, "If I was around them more, I would probably meddle more in their relationship." And she's like, "I don't want to hurt him. I don't want her to hurt him, but there's just so many red flags." And Annalie says, "She's doubting our love." And that's when Clayton says, "It's like that's when she's like, that's how you've lived your life. And how far has it gotten you?"
Definition of a toxic person.
She is. And and Brandy even says, when she's off stage, she's here to get that green card and all that. I guess she's real and he didn't get catfished. Ha ha. Now, where do you stand on Annalie now? I know you were very skeptical.
The Jasmine and Manuel's comments about Latin American fathers, that actually kind of, because that was the sticking thing to me, was how could you lie to your father so much? Yeah. And I never even thought about when Jasmine was like, they're very, very strict. You have to lie. Like, that was.
I did say she knows her father, so this is the only way to leave. But that's okay.
But this isn't about people being right. This is about people just having opinions.
No, I know, but I'm saying. You're acting like it never was said, and I said it on this podcast.
No, I think that that's fine, but I disagreed with you, and I'm happily will disagree with you if I don't agree. I disagreed with you at the time, so it's not that. I think you're talking about two different things. You thought I didn't see your point. I did. I understood everything you said, and I didn't agree with it. Now, though, kind of seeing this, I went, "Oh, that's some more information that I didn't take into account before or see from people who are from Latin America."
I get that. I'm just, never mind. I'm not, you don't have to tell me I was right. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying I agreed with you. I didn't agree with you because I understood you. You're a white guy from South Carolina, but with hearing them, that's what I think is so important about seeing the tell-all. And this is one of the good things that the tell-all does, is that especially, honestly, not really for the Americans, but for a lot of people, for the people coming over, we're able to get some context into their life that's not really shared by that person. And hearing, it was like when Jasmine, I forgot, she said something really that blew us away last tell-all. She's talking about how immigrants, we've already talked about that, but how immigrants always have to.
I was never suspicious of her the way you were. I just wasn't.
It was that and the sex thing. So,
and my response was, who wants to have sex where their dad's going to be watching the show?
Yeah. And so, I think it's more now that I know her more. It's less that she's not doing this for greed. I think she's into him. It's just that Annalie's just kind of a bitch.
That's not fair.
No, I think her personality. I don't think she's like this lovable, warm, but like she's just kind of a curmudgeon. And I think that's just her personality.
I think that's a little hard. I think she can be sarcastic and a little spiny.
Mm-hmm.
Then because I think she's a sweet person. She's just going to have an edge to her.
Well, I think she does love him though.
Me too.
Now, I do think that now.
Yeah.
I do. So I guess something got resolved in a tell-all for once. Wait, wow, this is like two for two now.
I think there were a lot of people. The people on them were kind of like 50-50.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Yeah. I was kind of in her camp. I understood her the whole time. I wasn't. They got some better context. But a lot of people thought like you too. That she was there, and when she said I never wanted to come, that would have been a really nice thing.
We didn't know that. If I had known that too, that would have completely changed my opinion. When they said that, I went, oh, no wonder. No wonder you were pissed off because you didn't want to fucking be there.
Also, she never, like a lot of people who want to come here for a green card, she never complained about the place she was going to. She never complained that she was in the middle of Kentucky.
Yeah.
She never talked about going to a bigger city, you know.
Because that makes more sense now. If she didn't want to move here and then, because remember y'all. She did know that his mother lived there, right? But she didn't know what the house looked like.
Yes. Yeah.
So that makes sense why she got there and she was like, the fuck? I already didn't want to come here and now I'm living in this, in gerbil land?
Yeah.
Or guinea pig land? Sorry, not gerbils. Guinea pig, not gerbils. Sorry, don't come for me, sissies.
Can we move on to Nick and Devin?
Yes.
He's already got a fucking green card, y'all. They work fast.
He did it the day after. Well, he better, because Devin, it says when she drives away, she's like, I just want him to make a lot of money and support me. That's literally what she said.
She looks great, though.
That's what she fucking said. Sprinkle. That's some sheer seven shit.
Also, were those red bottom shoes she was wearing? She had some fucking Louis Vuittons.
Maybe. Okay.
I know. So he's got a job as a project manager in Atlanta. She's still in Searcy.
He's getting settled, but she's going to move there.
And he's just like, we're kind of enjoying our time apart. I'm the same. Y'all, my perfect relationship is he's in town two weekends a month. Maybe one.
That's great. You really should. You really need to date somebody who lives in, well, New York's a little far. Denver. Yeah. That'd be good. Denver for you.
No, New York feels good. Way out there. So they should talk about the only issue here, y'all, is the piggy thing.
I don't think this is a big fucking deal at all. I think, look, she has never once, and she never said, Sean asked her, like, is this a big deal to you? And she says, basically, no, it's not. She's like, once I realized, like, I just think this is an agreement between both of them and it's not a big deal. Like if someone, like to me, I think it's like, it's a different, like Christina, our producer.
Yeah.
I text her. I need something or I need to ask her a question. And I say, what's up, slut? And she's like, not much, whore. Like that's how we talk to each other. And there's an agreement that we talk like that.
Here's the interesting thing.
You were looking up something. I thought you were just looking at dick on your phone.
No.
Wow.
It looks like in many ways is the pig in Korea, it says regarded as a good animal, brings happiness. And it says, it can also be sometimes a term of endearment,
I think I would share, Nick, that it culturally It's something people do.
I don't know.
Well, she said it bothered me the first couple of times, but then he explained it to me. But we don't know what he explained or how he explained it.
I would have a problem if she said, if you could get her to admit, that's why I got healthy and lost weight. She did say that my weight fluctuates when I was in, because we saw pictures where she was thinner. And I don't know if you guys read about this too. She was saying she was so nervous doing filming. She was drinking a lot. She was eating a lot. And it's why she barely talked, because she was just nervous with the cameras on her. And she said, when I got back when I moved back, I gained more weight from Australia, because she was eating Cersei food. And and I wish Nick's delivery was better.
Well, it comes
That's
off
the worst thing.
His delivery comes off that he's a little arrogant and doesn't give a really fuck what other people say. I agree. Yeah. But I, even when he said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And I thought, you're going to get in the elevator and go, love you, Piggy.
See, I don't know. He did say, I liked it when he's like, I'm sorry, America. And they're like, can you apologize to Dad? He's like, I'm sorry for calling you Piggy for the last 4 years.
But she didn't seem to act like she needed an apology. That's my issue.
I get it. It just... You know what it is?
Other people putting their issues on her.
That's a really good point. If we don't know enough about the situation to try to arbit and try to get in the middle of it, that's the way I feel.
It's actually none of our business. Yeah. But it's our business because there is nothing in a reality sense remarkable about them. And this is the one thing they could put on the
show.
They
seem like they're going to be happy. That's all I know.
They're going to be fine.
Yeah. And I like her, and I like her sense of humor.
I think she's like a weird, quirky Southern girl, and she's funny.
Little more Nikki and Justin, her mother, Myrna, comes out.
Myrna.
Boy, did we need this? I feel like they got the most time of anybody. I could have used two more segments of Ashley and Manuel being nuts.
I wish that. She says... This is where Nikki says, last night he said he isn't gay or trans attracted, and Justin's like, I'm straight. But then he says, but you are my exception. And then again, Myrna's like, my daughter's a woman, period. And I'm like...
I don't know if he said your daughter wasn't a woman. I think he's saying that I'm not gay.
I think if this... Like, it goes back to... Yes, a trans woman is a woman, period.
Right.
And they are seen as that. Because you talked about this with Nikki earlier. Nikki, it's whose fault is it if she's with someone that doesn't see her as a real woman?
Right. And
it's her. Like, leave that should be the end of the relationship, period. But because you feel so broken, you stay with this guy.
And it's
that's
like,
on her.
And I think trying to take up for Nikki in this way and make her the victim is never going to expose the real problem of her ridiculous codependence and her low self-image.
Yeah. Now that we're almost finished,
so
it's really starting
dumb.
To rain. You're really going to be down.
They even ask her, and this is what's interesting. She can't even look up. She's like, do you want to marry Justin? She's like, I don't know. And Justin, this is when Justin gets full on asshole, because like any male, straight male especially.
Well, she can't say no, by the way. If he had said no first, she would say, I'm not married. She says, I don't know, because if he said, I want to marry you, Nikki, if he tried to make up with her right there, she would have done it.
She would have done it. But he's like, and so Jasmine and Nikki start getting involved, because that's what they do when someone Yes. They keep saying Jasmine and Nikki's like the 90-day team. And then Ashley joins in.
Nikki starts
you.
Having a panic attack. She kind of starts going in and freaking out.
I don't want to say anything's fake, but it felt
No, I can see it.
It felt convenient. That's all I'll say.
It felt convenient. Yeah, again, the thing that makes the most sense, because that's what a lot of this relates. We don't know a lot, and a lot of it, that's why, and I don't mean this to prove my point. I mean to say one of the reasons why I think he's a total user is because it doesn't make sense why he's with her. But it also, like you were saying, it doesn't make sense why she's with him, but just not to just, if she just wants a whipping boy to verbally and emotionally abuse. So the thing that actually, if you think about it, makes the most sense, because both of these people are star fuckers and they're gross, is that they agreed to be in a relationship to get on this show and catapult their social media.
What do you think of the phrase that he said, or first of all, when she said that, she always says to him, she said it a lot of times, you'll never find a woman better than me.
It's a good quote for her to say from a movie.
It's that, but it's also, to me, it says, if you're denying, I think it is part of her psyche that saying, I'm more woman than any of these other women you would ever have.
Oh, maybe it's a woman thing. Yeah, I was just thinking, because a lot of people say, you know, you're never going to find someone like me.
Right, but I'm saying that phrase, she said lots in this season. Then he says, she doesn't know how to act like a lady in a straight relationship.
That's just cruel.
I agree. She has been, and he, definitely him, she has been complicit in making this a heteronormative relationship.
No, we talked about that on some episodes where they acted like they were a heteronormative relationship when there's someone.
Yeah.
And I guess we're not trans. We can't speak about how trans people need to be in their relationships. But it was clearly, it couldn't be a heteronormative relationship because clearly they were still having issues with trans things.
Right. But then Ashley says, that is a lady. And I think this is the one thing. Again, I do not want to defend Justin here. It's like,
Ashley's right. She is a lady, but it's...
That's not what he's saying. And Justin says, no one is on my side. And then Sean says, what would it take for you to pull the visa? And this is, I don't know. Nikki is going to live in this victimhood for as long as she possibly can, because it's what is familiar and how she gets attention. Full stop.
I hope it is fake. I hope it is fake. So that way, because if it's not fake, then I'm not really sad for Justin. And Nikki's very complicit, but it does make me sad that someone would let themselves, that's so desperate and love addict to find. If this is not fake, she is a huge love addict and codependent and is broken and needs to not be in a relationship. She needs to really work on her own self-love. Yeah.
Basically, they say, that's a wrap. And Justin gives us this last little thing, is the women in the U.S. don't have respect for men. So that's where, to me, it feels like it's all misogyny.
Then, great,
it's,
dude.
It's
good luck getting here, because you keep saying you still want to come to the U.S.
Nikki's feeling used, upset, and she's calling her attorney.
You're going to have to find a real stupid woman.
On me and my music, and maybe take some singing lessons.
Maybe he'll take Danielle and bring Danielle back to 90 Day. I'd love that.
Justin?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. She needs someone she can really control.
No, not Danielle. Danielle Muhammad.
Oh, no. No, Justin needs someone who looks like some kind of porn star. He really does.
He does. I definitely don't think he wants women to be blow up dolls and fetishize them.
Yeah. Rob says, I'm going to do whatever she wants me to, Sophie, to have a better relationship. And then tonight, I'm going to neg her and make her feel bad.
Yeah.
Manuel says, I'm going to try to be better communicators. And Ashley says, let's have sex magic.
sex magic. And Nick is like, I can't wait to get the fuck out of here. And they want to have a baby. And Devin says, yep, I'll do it if he has a lot of money.
And then Annalie and Clayton make out. And it's kind of hard to watch.
I will say, they make out. It doesn't look natural.
He does touch her with those tiny sausage fingers.
He does. And she kind of eats his face. She literally is like, her.
Gino and Jasmine want to go home, and Jasmine just wants to see her dog.
Sam and Sheetra says, never in my years would I think I'd have this weird bonding experience from hell with all these people.
I think they might be able to stick it out the longest of anybody.
I think so.
I can't believe I'm saying that.
Well, a lot of people with shared faith do.
Yeah, very true. Very true. That's the season. That's the season.
So just get ready. We'll get excited next week because we'll have Happily Ever After. And then in 3 weeks, Poodle will be ready for it to end. That's how that's going to go.
That's generous.
Hey, we are going to tell people, you know,
sister wife.
We do intimate portraits that you can watch our entire podcast. Those drop on Sunday night, actually. Both of them drop on Sunday night. You don't have to wait at all. That's for people on the video, the smorgasbord tier, which is a $15 tier. Next week for Happily Ever After, we will be dropping that video for everyone on RG+. So that will be at least everyone on Patreon and Supercast, because those formats have video. They aren't able to have video on Apple. But just letting you know, if you wanted to see that and you've never seen it before, there you go. Because we do that at the beginning of every episode of every season. So
yes.
There you go. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to the Indiegogo Linktree link to find out for Poodle Show. You can follow us at Reality Gaze. If you want to do our Patreon, patreon.com/realitygaze, or you can go to our Supercast, or just if you're in Apple, just the regular podcast feed you listen on an app, it'll say you want to listen to this ad-free. Click the little button, tap it. Just have it scan your face or your butthole, whatever you've got for your signature. And then away you go. Boop, 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 boop. Hey, we want to thank y'all for listening. We don't really pay attention, but just recently we just found out we hit the top 10 in
Apple
Podcasts.
Top 10 for after shows, TV film after shows.
So
very happy.
Thank you very much. Number 7.
We couldn't have done it without you, literally. And that's how you use that word.
Literally. 7. We were 7. 7. 7.
A literal emotional roller coaster.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week for Happily Ever After. Get the fuck ready. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts, because are we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if y'all want me to start calling Maddie Piggy, let me know.
Wouldn't be the first man.
I've told him that it's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Thing is, if you're going to call me Piggy, you're going to have to do a few things that I don't think you want to do.
Ew.